Concerned NDC supporters in Ho, the Volta regional capital and its neighborhood, have gone on a demonstration to call on government to fulfill its promises made during the 2008 general elections. The demonstrators also demanded the dismissal of all government appointees in the region for allegedly failing to address the people's concerns. A citizen, Emmanuel Ashibe, told Radio Ghana what he witnessed.
Well, I come here this morning and I met young people in a group demonstrating against liberty committees. I'm not part of this. But all the same, what is happening here really is really not good for our image. We all know that all of us decided to put in place this administration. And if today, the people, among the people of NDC, some cannot be together to do what we mandated them to do, it's a pity. I'm really sorry for what is happening here in Volta region. We want to see the leader if they can put stop to this. The leader is a friend, but all the same, actually, this what they're writing on their placard, this is not a party issue, this is a regional issue. And this, I've never experienced something like this in Volta region before.
Emmanuel Ashibe, the branch chairman of the NDC in Ho Bankwe. Daniel Idikoku also shared his concerns.
We are making a demonstration against the regional minister. The corporate project. Yeah, again, the corporate project which are not moving on by our manifesto.
You are demonstrating against the regional minister and the party leadership because projects they have promised you are not being implemented. Did you first seek audience with them for them to explain to you why the projects are not being implemented before you have taken this decision?
They normally go to the radio stations and talk about the process is being on the process. Everything is in the pipeline.
But you are not seeing anything on the ground?
We are not seeing anything in the ground.
What I'm finding out from you is, did you take the pains to consult the party leadership in Ho for them to tell you why the promise they've made to you are slow before you are embarking on this demonstration?
Sir, you know, several petitions were raised in the structure of our constitution. From the branch level, we have to go to the constituency level, to the regional level. So we did all those things, but no responses.
So why are you doing the demonstration now? What effect do you want to make by the demonstration?
We wanted to raise a petition to the president to fulfill the promise made by him.
Idikoku, the leader of NDC supporters who have been demonstrating in Ho. In reaction, the Volta regional chairman of the NDC, Pisi Abuaje, said though some campaign promises have delayed, funds have been sought for the Eastern Road Corridor. Facilities for the proposed allied university in Ho are also being worked on. Mr. Abuaje said the youth need to exercise patience for government to deliver.
It is not true that what I call campaign promises by His Excellency Professor John Atamiel is not being fulfilled. It is, in the first place, short and simple, it is not true.
So why do you think they are doing this?
The simple thing is that the two things that are sparking the whole thing now is the university and the Eastern Corridor Roads. Now let me go to the university. The president cut a sword for University of Health and Allied Sciences. And I can assure you, and probably you know and you want to agree with me, that there is no way we can start a university in permanent structures within this short period. It is a multi-million dollar project which must be well calculated. And since Volta Region has been promised this university, we want nothing but the best. Now, what we call incubatory facilities, the Vice Chancellor's place is being renovated. The registrar has we found a place for them where classes will begin. Hostels have been done. Applications are in place to invite people who want permanent positions or acting positions to man the university. All these are currently being done. The only reason, and if you go to the place where the sword was cut, in any case, when you are cutting sword for anything or you look for the place, it can always not be a football field. And so people are saying, which we understand that well. You see, all people want is that they think Volta Region University must start in the first structure from day one. We who are in the management know it's not correct, but must be very patient with them and explain to them. And if I refuse, now the Eastern Corridor Roads, you know, you must look for money, you must begin to do exercises, you do sketches, you design the road. These things have been done. currently money has been secured for the first stage of the thing, which is already being used. On Friday, tomorrow next, the bill for Asikuma to Hohwe will be opened and contractors will be looked for, and within 2-3 months, you see caterpillars and beetles moving to the road. Now, the one from Pepesu to Nkwanta in September, the exit done, and the other money that government is resourcing will be ready, and that the research has been done, designs have been done. And so by September to October, the one from Pepesu, that is a little beyond KJB, to Nkwanta will be done. And then it will continue to at least to Damanko up to Yendi. So, because they are not seeing signs today, they only have to be patient with government. I can assure you that if there is anything that is seriously on the heart of the president, it's about the water-drinking project he has promised. Doing nothing is letting no stone unturned to get this thing through. And we have a whole unit in the castle headed by Dr. Amakunyama and Professor Binka and all others, Dr. Akosu, who are working day and night to make sure the university picks up.
Did you take pains to explain this things to them? Because if you had explained, like they are saying, that your doors were shut to them, why would anybody want to demonstrate if the processes are being followed?
I'm the party chairman. My party doors are not shut.
Are you suspecting that there are spokes under who are trying to push this demonstration other than the NDC people themselves?
That is not a question I can answer now, because if they take me on, I have no evidence of anybody being under it.
How about the chiefs? The chiefs also expressed similar concerns.
The chiefs have their own concern. It is all about the road and the university. And we explain to them, for example, and the regional minister are on day-to-day discourse on all these problems. It seems that the question is, if they go out their own way to say what other people don't know, and it is for them to explain to them that, all that we are saying, they see the progress is going on. The only thing is they haven't seen action today. But the action is not part fixed.
Volta Regional Chairman of the NDC, Kwesi Abuaje. Komla Ali Kukubo is our regional correspondent in Ho. He joins us live. Hello, Komla. We hear some arrests have been made. Can you confirm that?
Yes. The arrests have been made already. When I went to the police regional command, they will not allow us to speak to the arrested personnel. But I identified two persons among them. They are Daniel Ibikoko of the Ho Bankwe. He's the constituency chairman of Ho Bankwe, and Charles Date, the branch chairman of Ho Dume.
So what have they been arrested for?
When I spoke with the regional police commander, Mr. Eddie, he said the leaders of the demonstrators came to them. They discussed, and the regional executive of the NDC also make a counterclaim that their group is not recognized in the party. They don't even know them. And therefore, the letter they didn't use in applying for the permission from the police should be seen as before, because they don't recognize the party. And therefore, the police told them not hold the demonstration because they are not a recognized group. And they also explained that they are all members of the NDC. And therefore, they will go back, that was yesterday, they will go back and report back to them today. But all they could see was that they have started the demonstration, and even though the demonstration was peaceful, they saw it as an illegal demonstration, and therefore unlawful, so they got them arrested.
So what's the latest on the demonstration now? Is everything peaceful?
Everything was peaceful. They marched from, if you know who, they marched from the market area through the market street, through to city center, down to the police station area, and then when they reached around the Pensioners Hall, which is also very near the Department of Archives, which was a very starving atmosphere, the police came in numbers, armed, and attacked them.
And attacked the demonstrators?
That's correct.
Was anybody injured?
Well, no. What I could say was that some of the journalists who attempted to take pictures of the incident were threatened not to take the piece, or if they take, they'll break their instruments.
So what about the other demonstrators? With the arrest of some of them, what became of the others?
They dispersed around and took to their heels.
All right, Komla, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You heard our regional, Volta regional correspondent, Komla Ali Kukubo.